Welcome to Work Life Radio, brought to you by the SAS Work Life Center, helping employees and families find balance with skills, tools, and support.
Hello, I'm Dana Adderhold, Work Life Parent Resource Consultant. One of the most difficult situations families can experience is divorce. The stress and emotions involved in divorce not only affect the parents, but also the children. However, there are ways to help children through this difficult family transition. I have asked Dr. Kristen Wins of Wins Family Psychology to join us today to discuss what parents can do to help their children through the divorce process. Dr. Wins is a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in working with children, adolescents, and families on a variety of issues. Her dissertation and published research about the effects of marital conflict on children and teenagers has cemented her special interest in working with children and adolescents dealing with divorce or marital conflict in the family.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wins. When a family finds itself in the middle of a separation or divorce, one of the first worries is, what about the children? Divorce has been associated with multiple problems for children and teenagers, including poor peer relations, low self-esteem, diminished academic performance, health problems, aggression, conduct problems, and depression. However, research has shown that while divorce can be hard on children, it's often the fighting of the parents that most directly affects the children, and the impact depends on how well the parents are able to isolate the children from these disruptions. The following are 10 tips to keep in mind to help buffer your children from the problems they may encounter during parental divorce or marital conflict. Number 1, never criticize your former spouse in front of your children. Children know they are part mom and part dad, and the criticism can harm a child's self-esteem. Number 2, don't use your children as messengers or quiz them about your ex-spouse. The less the children feel a part of their parents' battle, the better. Number 3, reassure your children that they're loved and that the divorce isn't their fault. Many children assume that they're to blame for their parents' hostility. Number 4, encourage your children to see your former spouse frequently. Do everything within your power to accommodate the visitation. Number 5, at every step during your divorce, remind yourself that your children's interests, not yours, are paramount and act accordingly. Lavish them with love at each opportunity. Number 6, your children may be tempted to act as your caretakers. Resist the temptation and let them. Let your peers, adult family members, and mental health professionals be your counselors. Let your children be children. Number 7, if you are the non-custodial parent, pay your child support. The loss of income after divorce puts children at a financial disadvantage and can affect them for the rest of their lives. Number 8, if possible, don't uproot your children. A stable residence and school life helps buffer children from the trauma of their parents' divorce. If you have to move, make an effort to have sleepovers and playdates with their old friends and encourage new friendships, too. Number 9, try to minimize the child's exposure to fighting. Have your disagreements well out of earshot, and remember that kids are experts at listening in. Number 10, finally, one of the most important things you can do for your children is to take good care of yourself. Your children need you now more than ever to stay healthy. Eat, sleep, and exercise well. Do not isolate yourself. Spend plenty of time with supportive friends. If you start to feel overwhelmed or if depression, anxiety, or anger persist, consider getting help from a therapist or support group. Family therapy can be helpful at times like these as well. Parents often ask, what should they do based on the child's age? If you have a child who's a preschooler or early school age children, the most important thing is to try to maintain consistency. Children going through separation and divorce need a lot of stability to anchor them during the stressful times of the early stages. Change as little as possible, especially at first. Do not alter the way you discipline and reward your child. Keep the routines the same with respect to bedtimes and meals. Children feel safest when things are familiar. Be more affectionate. A few extra hugs go a long way during times like these. Don't overdo this, but a little more affection can make a big difference to children who are feeling scared or lonely. Younger children might appreciate having a favorite lovey or stuffed animal who travels from home to home. If you have older school-age children or middle schoolers, it's most important to help your children stay connected with their peers. You should support your children's friendships and activities. Attention should also be paid to enhancing or maintaining the quality of the parent-child relationship as a way to modify children's long-term reactions to marital disruptions. Finally, if you have adolescents, for adolescents in particular, the significance of the frequency of contact with parents fades, and it's the quality of the relationship that grows more central. The family, especially the parent-child relationship, has been viewed as the main source of support for the adolescent, acting as a buffer to help ameliorate some of the stress encountered during divorce. It's very important not to use your teenager as an emotional confidant. Sharing the facts and feelings a child needs to know to be able to accept the divorce is not the same thing as discussing everything related to the divorce about which you may have a need to talk. Don't make your children bear this burden. They have enough to deal with already. Adolescents are more likely to have financial worries than are younger children. Adolescents are more aware than younger children about the limitations imposed by money. They suspect the divorce may have direct financial ramifications for them, and they're usually right. If teens ask questions about finances, it's best to reassure them that they will be taken care of and adults will handle the money. They just need to focus on doing well in school and having fun. When thinking about helping children through the divorce process, it's also helpful to remember the ABCs. A stands for acknowledgement, telling the children of the decision to divorce. If possible, plan to tell the children together so that the messages you're giving about the decision to divorce are uniform. Do not include specific information about the reasons for the divorce, but rather explain in more general terms, and do not speak poorly about your spouse. It's also generally never a good decision to discuss adult issues, such as infidelity, financial issues, difficulty with in-laws, or other sensitive matters. For one, with regard to self-image, children do see themselves as half mom and half dad. So when parents tear each other down, it in turn tears down the child's internal sense of self. Second, the child is left to try to understand adult issues through a child's or teenager's mind, which can lead to a lot of confusion and exacerbate the difficulty in their adjustment to the divorce. Messages that project the reality of the situation yet protect the child's emotions might be telling the child something like, "Mom and Dad are going to get a divorce." For younger children, you need to explain, "That means we aren't going to be married anymore and we won't live together. This decision doesn't change the fact that we're still your parents and it is in no way at all your fault. Being married isn't good for us anymore, but one good thing about it was that we had you and we're so happy to have you." You might also tell your children, "While some things will change, like where we each live, one thing that will never change is how much we both love you and how important you are to us." It's also important to acknowledge feelings children may be having. Sometimes parents are afraid to mention a child might be sad or angry because they're afraid they'll plant the seed for those feelings. The fact is, children will likely be feeling upset and feel relieved if parents acknowledge their potential feelings. Parents might say, "We know that you might be sad or angry or upset about this, and we want you to talk to us about what you think and how you feel so we can try to help you through this." Finally, prepare and practice ahead of time what you will say. Planning makes any communication go better. Be sure to also prepare for various reactions and how you will deal with them in the moment. For example, children may cry, beg you not to divorce, be angry, yell at you, slam doors, refuse to speak to you, or try to get you to change your mind. Conversely, some children who have been aware of conflict between you may say that they're not surprised or even relieved. Children are concrete thinkers and may have many practical questions they ask, such as where everyone will live, when they will see each parent, what they will do on holidays and birthdays, or if they will have to move. In our ABCs of helping children cope through divorce, the B stands for beginnings, transitioning a family into two households. It's important to keep as much routine and consistency as possible while allowing for some flexibility to make the process flow smoothly. Similar routines, especially around getting off to school in the mornings, doing homework and bedtime, even on weekends, make it easier for a child to go between households. Also, create a comfortable space for children in both households to include a room of their own and toys, clothes, favorite foods, etc., that they don't have to carry back and forth. While children do best with consistency, expecting rigidity in parenting can lead to unnecessary conflict. Allow your ex-spouse to be their own parent and respect your different parenting styles. Divorce is a time of changing roles and responsibilities with regard to parenting. Pre-divorce roles and responsibilities were divided based on two parents in one household. Thus, post-divorce is often a time of each parent learning how to do some of the things that used to be the job or area of the other parent. For example, a father may have always given the children their baths at night, and the mother now may have to adapt and become adept at giving baths. Avoid the thinking trap of, it's always been this way, and instead try to support one another for the good of the child in your respective development and strengthening of skills. Time with your child used to occur by happenstance to some extent. Time now takes more planning. Both parents want quality parenting time with their child, and a healthy relationship with each parent is in the best interest of the child. Maintaining contact between each parent and child is essential. This can be a difficult topic for parents to navigate, as they are driven by love for their child and an underlying fear of losing a close bond and relationship with the child due to divisions in time. Some helpful hints. Think in terms of quality time versus exactly equal time. Keep in mind that your children used to know that mom and dad lived at home with them, and even if mom or dad were busy some days, there was the underlying comfort of their presence. Make efforts during the transition phase for as much contact between each parent and child as is feasible to help them adjust. Time and contact are not only in person. Be creative about other ways to maintain contact, such as a goodnight call between parent and child being part of the daily bedtime routine. Quick phone or email messages of, I love you, I'm thinking about you, how did your test go, are great. In this day and age, using a service like Skype or webcams can make connecting with your children even better because you can see each other while you talk. Keeping contact around the little things that happen in your child's day is a great way to stay connected. And remember that keeping contact is an adult responsibility. Whether the child is age 6 or 16, it's the responsibility of the parent to take the lead in staying connected. Finally, some parents err on the side of frequent transitions at the beginning of a separation because neither parent can stand to be away from the child for more than one day at a time. It's important to monitor your children's adjustment to the schedule, and if they seem stressed by frequent transitions, it's important to adjust the routine accordingly. The C in our ABCs of helping children cope with divorce stands for co-parenting effectively, developing a positive shared parenting relationship. From the moment of separation, you and your spouse begin functioning as co-parents, and how you manage this is vitally important to the well-being of your child. Research has shown that it is not the divorce per se, but rather the amount of conflict associated with the divorce that has the most negative effects on children. If there is conflict between you and your ex-spouse, your child will be left to deal with an ongoing stressful situation at an age when coping skills around stress are still in development. Children are often not able to process such negativity between parents. Regardless of the actual split of time spent with the child, co-parenting itself is an ongoing situation. Thus, the time to start lessening the conflict and build a healthy co-parenting unit is now. Try to move beyond past hurt to forge an amicable co-parenting team for the benefit of your child and for yourself as well. Components of a positive shared parenting relationship are to focus on effective and respectful communication, navigate differences in parenting styles and agree upon difficult topics, engage in low-conflict joint decision-making, compromise, and be a united front to the child. Remember that you are your child's role model. And the message your behavior sends to your child is, this is the way people should act in this situation. Co-parenting is an opportunity to teach your child valuable lessons about how to get along with someone, even when you disagree with them, how to compromise, and how to maintain positive and healthy relationships, even in difficult circumstances. In building and maintaining your co-parenting relationship, think about the messages you're sending your child. Finally, remember the most important consideration when going through a divorce is to focus on the child's best interest, not on who's right or who will win. If you do that, your children can continue to thrive and succeed. If you'd like more information about our services at Wins Family Psychology, please visit our website, winsfamilypsychology.com, or you may call us at 919-805-0182.
Thank you, Dr. Wins. For more information on parenting resources, be sure to visit the Work Life website, the Work Life Center, located in Building W on the SAS Cary campus, or contact me, Dana Adderhold.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to Work Life Radio. No matter where in the world you are, we are here for you and your family. For additional resources or information on this or any topic, please visit the Work Life website at sww.sas.com/worklife. If you have any comments or questions, email us at worklife@sas.com.